The next journey will take us to two gardens. The first garden is called the Garden of Love, and it is associated with the fifth principle of Huna, Aloha, to love is to be happy with. And from there, you will move down the path to the Garden of Power, which is associated with Mana, the sixth principle of Huna, which states that all power comes from within. So again, get in a relaxed position, close your eyes if you wish, and follow Surge again through your inner sanctuary to the gardens of love and power.
Take a few deep breaths. Think of your garden and how you'd like it to be when you get there. Then in spirit, move your attention to your garden. And while you're there, see something as clearly as you can. Hear something as clearly as you can. And touch something as clearly as you can. And get to know your garden a little better. And then look for a path leading away from your garden. Whichever path you select will be the right one. And you're going to look for the Garden of Love. You want to walk along that path and walk along that path and walk along that path until you find the Garden of Love, the opening to that garden. And go right on through that opening and into the Garden of Love, a place of beauty. Very, very beautiful, however that beauty appears to you. But in the Garden of Love, there's a place for gathering, because love is something you share. And so find a place where you can gather spirits, people or other beings. You might make it a meadow like this. It could be a pavilion. It could be a great hall where many spirits can gather. It could be a large platform. Anything you choose or anything which appears. And into this garden, you can give a spirit party. You're the host. And you can call upon helpers to go out and send the messages and bring the guests back. But go invite your friends. Invite your relatives. If you feel so inclined, invite the people that you pretend are your enemies. But you're not limited to the ones in this one life. You can invite friends from any life, from any time, from any place. Friends and relatives, human or otherwise, Invite as many as you want from any of your lives, and those lives could be past lives or future lives. This can be a really big party. You can invite all your other selves, all the people or beings that you have been, not just yourself in this body. And as all these guests arrive, each of them bringing gifts, why, they can help you set up the party, carry on activities if you want to. There can be dancing, there can be music, there can be food, there can be games. But most of all, let there be love, laughter, friendship, and fun. And sharing and exchanging of gifts of all kinds. Let your heart be filled. Let your mind be expanded. Let your spirit be happy. Let love just keep on increasing. Let yourself move out from the Garden of Love and find another path that leads to the Garden of Power. Out of the Garden of Love, let the party keep going if you want it to. You can leave a part of your spirit there if you like. But follow this other path now to another garden, to a garden of power. When you come to the Garden of Power, to the entrance, to the opening of that garden, go on inside. Because in this garden, what you'll find, a most interesting, most curious place, because this garden contains all the different powers that there are in the world. And in this garden, in some form or another, of a plant, an object, or something else, there's a power for you, a power for you to use at this time in your life, a power most useful, a power that your higher self has placed there for you to find, a power for you to pick up, take with you, and use in the outer world. As you wander through the Garden of Power, something will attract your attention. And when that does attract your attention, go ahead and pick it up. Hold it, feel it. and bring it back to your own garden. Bless the garden of power. Thank it for being there. Carry that symbol of your own power with you. Go on back through the garden of love. See if the party's still going okay. But keep carrying that symbol of power with you. Bless the garden of love. Thank it for being there. Thank all the guests for coming. And continue on through the garden of love all the way back to your own garden. And when you're ready, with your hands, place the spirit of that power into your heart. And let it be there for safekeeping, to carry it with you in this life. And when you're ready, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes.